Good morning. It's November 10th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This report discusses the current technical positioning of Bill Holdings in the stock market, particularly in relation to its Adishtana Kakra formation. Market observers at Benzinga found that Bill Holdings is at a critical point within its trading structure. It is currently in phase 7 of the Kakra formation, which is significant as it will likely determine whether the stock remains bullish or shifts into a bearish trend. Investors should pay close attention to how the stock behaves in the upcoming trading sessions. The Adishtana principles suggest that stocks within this formation can either break out in a bullish direction or experience the downturn if they fall below certain key levels. Bill Holdings has been trading within this structure since it entered phase 4 back in January of this year, and it now finds itself near the lower arc of the Kakra. This lower boundary, approximately between $35 and $40, has provided support on multiple occasions, reinforcing its importance. If the stock breaks below this level, it could trigger significant selling pressure, which would lead to a more negative outlook. While institutional investors appear to be comfortable with the stock's current valuation, the real bullish breakout is not expected until June 2026. Indicating that traders will need to remain vigilant in the short term. The next few sessions will be crucial in determining whether Bill Holdings can sustain its current structure or if it will face a tougher road ahead.
This report covers KKR & Co. Inc.'s plan to acquire Forum Engineering Inc. In a new piece by Benzinga, KKR has announced a tender offer for this Japan-based engineering staffing firm, aiming to enhance its position in the market for electromechanical engineers. The offer price is set at 1,710 Japanese yen per share, which translates to about $11.09. This valuation represents a significant premium of over 40% compared to the average share price over the past 6 months. The tender offer is scheduled to run from November 11th to December 23rd in 2025. Notably, Forum Engineering's board has already expressed its approval of the deal, encouraging shareholders to participate. KKR has also secured the backing of Forum Engineering's founder, who holds a substantial stake in the company and plans to support the acquisition. Furthermore, the CEO of Forum Engineering highlighted how becoming a private entity with KKR as a strategic partner will allow the company to focus on adapting to the rapidly changing landscape influenced by advancements in generative artificial intelligence. The intent is to evolve their business model without the pressures of short-term performance expectations, which can often limit growth potential. In related news, KKR recently reported strong third-quarter results, with sales beating expectations significantly. Their shares saw a slight increase in pre-market trading, indicating a positive market reaction to these developments. Overall, this acquisition could position KKR to strengthen its presence in the competitive engineering staffing sector, both in Japan and internationally.
This report highlights Bybit's new partnership with TaxBit to enhance tax compliance for cryptocurrency trading. Benzinga notes that Bybit, recognized as the world's second largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume, is taking significant steps to align with evolving global tax regulations through this collaboration. Bybit is keen on building a transparent and user-friendly trading environment as it navigates the complexities of international tax frameworks. Specifically, the Crypto Asset Reporting Framework and the EU's DAC8 Directive. The exchange aims to simplify the compliance process for its users across more than 70 jurisdictions, which is especially critical as tax regulations for digital assets become more stringent worldwide. By utilizing TaxBit's advanced infrastructure, Bybit users will benefit from automated tax reporting processes. This initiative is designed to minimize the manual effort required from users while reducing potential reporting errors. Importantly, users only need to provide basic onboarding information to activate these features, allowing them to trade with peace of mind. Robert McDonald, Bybit's Chief Legal and Compliance Officer, emphasized that the partnership underscores the company's commitment to safety and compliance. Lindsay Argelas, the chief executive officer of TaxBit, expressed pride in supporting Bybit's compliance journey, highlighting the importance of making regulatory processes accessible for digital asset users globally. Overall, this collaboration reflects Bybit's proactive approach to regulatory compliance and its commitment to providing a reliable trading experience.
This report covers the recent outflows from cryptocurrency exchange-traded products, or ETPs, and the impact on assets under management. According to a recent report from Cointelegraph, cryptocurrency investment products have faced significant selling pressure, leading to outflows totaling $1.5 billion over the past 2 weeks. This has resulted in assets under management in crypto ETPs dropping to $207.5 billion, marking the lowest level since mid-July. Last week alone, crypto ETPs experienced outflows of $1.17 billion, a sharp increase from the $360 million seen the week prior. James Butterfill, the head of research at CoinShares, pointed out that the ongoing negative sentiment in the market, particularly following the flash crash earlier this month, has contributed to this trend. Additionally, uncertainty over potential interest rate cuts by the United States Federal Reserve has added to the pressure. Despite the outflows, trading volumes in ETPs remained robust, amounting to $43 billion for the week. There was a brief recovery in trading on Thursday, fueled by optimism regarding a potential resolution to the U.S. government shutdown. But this enthusiasm faded by Friday, leading to renewed outflows. Bitcoin ETPs were at the forefront of the outflows, with $932 million leaving those funds, slightly down from the previous week. Ether funds also experienced significant outflows, totaling $438 million after a brief period of inflows. Interestingly, short Bitcoin ETPs saw inflows of $11.8 million, representing the highest weekly amount since May 2025. On a more positive note, some altcoins demonstrated resilience amid the sell-off, particularly Solana, which attracted $118 million in inflows last week. Over the past 9 weeks, Solana ETPs have seen a total of $2.1 billion in inflows. Other altcoins, including XRP, Hedera, and Hyperliquid, also recorded positive inflows, albeit on a smaller scale. Overall, the current landscape for cryptocurrency ETPs reflects a challenging environment marked by volatility and investor caution.
This report covers the recent acquisitions and orders announced by SMID Group in the semiconductor and printed circuit board manufacturing industry. Data shared by Benzinga indicates that SMID Group, a global leader in equipment for electronics manufacturing, has secured two significant orders aimed at enhancing its capabilities in the rapidly expanding field of panel-level packaging and MSAP production equipment. The first order involves delivering a cluster of advanced equipment to a major technology company based in Southeast Asia. This firm's focus on semiconductors and infrastructure software positions it as a key player in the data center and mobile network sectors, emphasizing high-performance chips and innovative software platforms. Such partnerships highlight the growing synergy between hardware and software in driving technological advancements. The second order involves supplying machines to a Chinese company that specializes in high-end printed circuit boards and IC substrates. This customer is expanding its production capacities, particularly for artificial intelligence server PCBs. The demand for these components is surging, driven by the increasing need for advanced computing in various sectors, including AI and 5G technologies. The timing of these developments aligns with a projected boom in global semiconductor revenues, which are expected to reach approximately $785 billion by 2025 and potentially soar to $1.1 trillion by 2029. This growth is largely attributed to the rapid adoption of AI technologies and data-intensive computing solutions. Moreover, TrendForce reports a significant increase in AI server shipments, which are anticipated to rise by 24% year-over-year in 2025. This demand is primarily led by North American hyperscalers, alongside growing initiatives for sovereign cloud services in Europe and the Middle East. Roland Rettenmeier, Chief Sales Officer of Smid Group, emphasized that these orders reflect their customers' trust in Smid's ability to deliver reliable and scalable production solutions. The company's Infinity Line product family is positioned to meet the evolving needs of the semiconductor industry, which is increasingly focused on high-density packaging and sustainable production practices. In conclusion, Smid Group's recent successes not only demonstrate its strategic relevance in the semiconductor equipment market, but also underscore the broader trends of growth in AI and advanced electronics manufacturing. As these technologies continue to evolve, companies like Smid will likely play a crucial role in shaping the future of the industry.
This report discusses the pre-market activity of U.S. stock futures and the anticipated earnings of Monday.com. Benzinga reports that U.S. stock futures are showing positive movement this morning, with NASDAQ futures climbing approximately 1.5%. However, shares of Monday.com, a company based in Tel Aviv, Israel, experienced a notable decline in pre-market trading. The company is set to release its quarterly earnings, with analysts predicting a profit of 88 cents per share, which reflects a slight increase from the previous year's earnings of 85 cents per share. Additionally, the consensus estimate for Monday.com's quarterly revenue stands at $312.26 million, significantly higher than the $251 million reported a year ago. Despite these encouraging projections, Monday.com shares fell by 2.6% to trade at $184.70 in the pre-market. This performance highlights the volatility often seen in the lead-up to earnings announcements, even when the outlook appears positive.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.